Okay, I am so glad to meet Chance. I finally get to meet you. I've been playing your music on the Prime Spot radio show, both at Cal State Long Beach's kbeach.org and Cerritos College's wpmd.org, and driving people to your page on MySpace. Tell us your whole, well, tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, I'm a solo artist. I'm based in Los Angeles. And that's pretty much it. I do all my recording at home. And I spent a lot of an insane amount of time on the internet, and through MySpace, through my website, through my message board. I'm a big believer in interacting with my fans, so my message board is extremely active. Actually, there's like 500 people on it. And go ahead.
When did you start with music? How old were you?
Oh, I started playing piano when I was 7. So my parents actually got me into it, where they just go, "Can we buy you a piano?" And I said, "Sure." So piano comes in, and I decide I want to leave and talk to them later. And they go, "Oh, no, you got to practice." So they taught me discipline, you know, and I practiced for many, many years. And then finally decided one day, you know what, I like what I'm hearing out of radio. I think I want to write like that. So I started writing songs, and there it is.
Now, how did podcasting come into all this? I mean, it's a great resource, and you are like so far ahead of a lot of the other musicians that maybe don't see what it could do.
Well, you know, the thing is it started with a guy named Jason Evangelo. He runs a great podcast called Insomnia Radio. And a year ago, actually like last November, he emailed me and goes, "I want to play your song, say what you will. Just let me play," right? So he started playing it. He's become a big supporter of the music, and it's just grown exponentially from that. I've probably been playing on like 100 podcasts now, and that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, tell us about the simultaneous broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened was is 40 podcasters and internet radio stations. Sure. See you, dude. Nice to meet you, too, man. Take care. 40 podcasters and internet radio stations played my last concert live. So it was great. I mean, we picked a day, you know, we promoted it for like a month, and they played a 45-minute concert, which you can still download if you go to their websites, which is great, too. So.
Very cool, and you also have a page on MySpace. Why don't you give us that? Well, you have two websites.
My website, you can add me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/chance, or my name is chance.com is my main website, where you can get all my music, you can meet me on the board, where I interact with all my fans, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, and what do you have on the schedule now? Are you going to tour, or pretty much?
I just released my 13th single. All my songs are available as MP3 downloads, and I make them sort of as events. So once a month, about, you know, I release a new song. So I just released number 13, and 14 and 15 will be coming out, and then I'll release another CD. So when I have that third CD out, I'll probably start considering touring at that point.
Yeah. All right, so you heard it right there. If you haven't heard it by chance, then you need to do that.
You're the first person to say that!
All right, thanks. And like I said, great to finally meet you.
And I also want to say thank you so much for supporting me. I really appreciate what you're doing for music in general. So thank you so much.
You asked me what I wanted to know. What color is your hair?
It's a little orange right now.
How often does it change?
Whenever it like falls out and turns into just my bald head. But other than that, it's usually pretty orange.
All right, and what's your name?
Dave Chican.
And your podcast?
Personally, we sort of host the Sound Off. It's the Liberate Syndication House podcast, but we're more into hosting other people's podcasts.
And what's that website?
Libsyn.com. It's LIBSYN.com.
Okay, yeah, your buddies are here, and your shirt, Grand Buffet.
Yeah, they're a hip-hop band from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's Steel City, the real city.
So you just got here today, was it?
No, we got here yesterday, actually. We've been in town for all about 24 hours now.
Okay. Yeah. Did you go to Podcast Academy today?
No, we didn't. We were busy setting up our booth. It's booth 411 over at the Expo, Podcast Expo.
Oh, 411.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a good number, right?
Oh, yeah. So tell us how you got into this whole podcasting thing and working for Libsyn, being a part of that.
Well, geez, it was about a year ago, and you know, we saw a need for really tackling the problems people had getting podcasting going, and so we just jumped in and decided to do what we could do, and we've kind of grown up from there.
So which podcasts do you listen to?
That's a tough one. You know, since we host so many, I try not to really, you know, divulge some favorites. I don't want anyone to get pissed because I don't listen to their show. So, from all intents and purposes, I don't listen to any.
So. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally understand that. Because, you know, you give your big speech and you always leave the most important person or someone out, right?
Yeah, I don't want my mom to be upset. I'll listen to her show or something, you know.
What about maybe some other products or booths that you want to visit, someone that you aren't familiar with?
I would definitely check out the Kiptronic booth. They're doing some really cool stuff. We're working with them on getting people paid for doing their podcast, connecting with sponsors in a way that really allows them to maintain control. It's because it's all about, you know, you're creating content and you should be the one in control, and you shouldn't give up that the integrity of your work. So we feel very strong. They feel very strong about that. And so together we're building a system where we're going to connect podcasters with sponsors, and everyone's going to win.
All right, great. Thanks.
It's nice meeting you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian, and I love twisted microphones. What were you doing with it?
Oh, I got ripped off, actually, down there, downtown Long Beach. Now, what's your website? Your podcast?
Radio.com. East. East.
As in yeast.
It's a real. You hear me on Adam Curry's show a lot if you listen to it. Yeah, I do. It's political, very, very extreme liberal, really angry. My whole philosophy is to use obscenity to make a point about how bad things like war are, and people that get upset about fucking words and stupid shit. And I try to break through the American, cartoon shell that everybody seems to be in.
Do you have any stats on your show?
No.
You said Adam Curry. He. Do you know him? Did you see him or meet him?
I work for Adam. I work for Pod Show. What kind of show do you have?
I have a radio show. It's a demographic show all about the LBC, the 562, Long Beach, California. Art, music, events. Just interviewed some Iraqi woman that was tortured for 5 years. She was a political.
That kind of person. I need your.
Okay.
I repost. I also have a Sirius show. I could replay it on Sirius if you want. Because I love that.
On Sirius.
Satellite radio.
And what's your show over there?
It's the same thing, Yeast Radio. It's part of Adam has a show over there every day.
Okay, yeah, I need to get schooled on this,
you know,
so I'm glad you're...
I'm a fucking retarded person.
We're going to have to read this.